Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening and welcome to North State Now and Linda Bott Show. And this is Carl Bott, subbing in for Linda Bott. Linda has a tooth infection that popped up yesterday, and tomorrow she's going to have go to the dentist, so she's not even speaking very much right now. So I said, hey, I can do this. Well, we'll see. Anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about the Garden of Lights. And then, of course, we have Sandra Jennings on with astrology. But on the phone right now is Seth Magaha. Seth, good evening.
Good evening, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, I just saw you earlier this week, and we were talked about it. And then I saw you this morning, but you were just taking photos out there at the RABA Salute to the Veterans that was going on down at Cornerstone Community Bank.
Yes, I was. I mean, thankfully, the rain stopped.
You know, I was a little concerned there. We were under an overhang, and I thought, if the rain starts blowing, because one of the other radio stations was in the foyer, and then I had a desk already picked out inside the bank that they had ready for us if we had to make the dash inside. But yeah. As it is, it cleared up, and it turned out to be a pretty decent day. So,
it really was.
Let's talk about Festival of Lights. It's getting ready to start, and I can't say enough about last year's. So are you going to dazzle us again?
We are. We're going to dazzle you again, Carl, personally, with some of the same light festival displays that we had last year. But we also have some new features this year, some new displays, some new lighting effects, and we also are adding live reindeer December 3rd through December 24th.
Now, you said live reindeer, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So are there going to be reindeer rides, or are people just going to be able to come up and see the reindeer?
So we will have one reindeer. There'll be an animal exhibit close to the Sundial Bridge within the gardens, managed by Turtle Bay's animal staff.
Uh-huh.
And so there'll be someone with the reindeer explaining some of the educational components of reindeer. But we're calling it Santa's reindeer, but this particular reindeer is named Moses. And we're really excited to have this reindeer.
Wait a minute.
Be a part of the show.
Yes. Okay, come on, Seth. You don't name a reindeer Moses. You've got a whole bunch of names that you can pick out. How about Dancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen and Rudolph, Moses?
I guess those names are already taken. So we didn't name this reindeer. It's not. It's on lease to us for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, it's going to be there from December 3rd through December 24th. So the actual light show runs November 19th through December 31st. We added this reindeer just in time for Christmas, so we're really excited to have that component. Yeah.
Okay, now we got a caller, James. Yeah. James, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Fine. Are you calling about the festival or the Garden of Lights?
Yeah. I work with Seth together, and
at
the Sheraton Hotel.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So we have a double call coming in then. On this.
We do, yes.
Okay.
This is Chef James from Mosaic.
Oh, yes. Chef, you know what? May I say you do a wonderful job, Chef James?
Oh, well, thank you so much. We try to get better every day.
Well, I know you're probably used to, how often do people come back and say, hey, you just did a great job, instead of saying, hey, those tater tots were a little bit overdone. If you did,
it's about 50-50.
Oh, is it really? Well, that's good.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah, so appreciate both just as much.
Now, is there going to be anything special Mosaic's going to be doing during this time frame?
So we will be doing all of the food and beverage with our two bars down there. We'll be serving up some hot chocolate, some spiked hot chocolate, spiked apple cider, beer, wine. We got a lot of treats, little snacks and s'mores, holiday treats, different kinds of Chex Mix, and then we're going to have our mobile kitchens down there as well.
Wow. You guys are going full bore here. You know what I noticed last year, and Seth and I talked about it, some of those three-year-olds were just running amok until their parents handed them a little bit of that spiced hot chocolate and it slowed them down. You don't even know what to say when I say things like that. Both of you go, anyway, let me tell you. When you say you've got the mobile kitchen there, what's that, man?
So we have two mobile kitchens. We can't really call them food trucks because they don't drive anywhere. So they're just trailers with kitchens built into them.
Yeah.
We have one of them that is a full kitchen. It's got stoves, ovens, fryers, and we're going to be doing a large array of menu items out of there, different kinds of hot sandwiches, grilled cheese, soup, chili mac, some fried goods and snacks, chicken fingers. We're doing cheese curds and a prime rib melt sandwich as well.
Oh my gosh.
But then our other trailer, we have has a pizza oven, a wood fire pizza oven inside, and we're going to be doing pizza by the slice out of that one, Mosaic style.
Wow. Okay, now all of these would be kind of put on probably disposable plates or things like that so you can carry them around.
Yep, everything is built to get right back to the light show. So we have recyclable paper, like, boats and plates, so you can get right into the light show and be able to walk around with it and really enjoy what you came there for.
Well, you know what? You better watch out, because I've been to Wisconsin, the home of cheese curds, and I am probably one of the true aficionados of cheese curds, chef. So I am going to have to try them out.
Let me interject. I moved here from Minnesota, and there's some incredible cheese curds there as well.
Okay.
I'm going to be expecting some good cheese curds as well.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just be using the term cheese curds when you've got experts out there. Okay. Well, this sounds like this,
I appreciate the challenge.
Well, Chef James, this sounds like so people can come, you know, they can get there, they can actually have something to eat and be walking around and seeing all the lights, and you know, so they can get there early and stay late.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope people come multiple times.
Well, I think that we don't have a problem with that. Last year, you were expecting around 42 or 43,000, and you had, what, 70,000 come roll through the gates, Seth?
Yep. 76,000 was the final total, and so that was much more than expected. We were very pleasantly surprised with just the amount of people that, you know, came once and twice. Tickets were selling really well leading up to it. We really anticipated it doing well, but not nearly as well as it did, so we're excited to see that happen again this year. Tickets have already been selling really well now. We've already sold about 7,000 tickets to date.
Wow.
But Reading traditionally, you know, people like to kind of wait to see what the weather will be like, and they kind of wait to see it last minute. But we're confident that, you know, each night is going to do really well. You can buy tickets online and select your time slot where you arrive. And so that's what we mostly encourage people to do. TurtleBay.org. You can log on and buy your tickets online. Tickets are available at the gate, but they're subject to availability, and they are $4 more at the gate. So really buying your ticket online now is probably your best bet.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to hang with us through the break, guys, because I want to talk about a few more things, especially about receiving tickets and, you know, you're planning on this, a little bit more about Chef James and the food trucks that'll be, or food trailers that'll be out there. But we got to take a quick break here. So we'll be right back after this.
Wait, North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to North State Now. This is Carl Bott sitting in for Linda Bott tonight. I haven't done this show, but I'm having a great time because on the line I've got Seth Magaha and Chef James. Seth is talking about the Garden of Lights, and Chef James is the chef at Mosaic, and he's talking about the great food. It's not going to be just corn chips in a bag. They're having like real stuff out there. And I mean, did you say prime rib sandwiches? Did I hear that?
Yeah, we're going to do a prime rib sandwich and ham and cheese, grilled cheese to go with
the
tomato soup.
I don't know if James is still on the call, but yeah,
plus
that's what I heard him
the
say.
Cheese curds, which I'm nervous about now after you two. And we're going to do a mac and cheese with chili as well. Chili,
wow.
Mac, vegetarian.
Wow. Hey, Seth. Okay. We're talking about getting tickets. You still there?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay. We're talking about getting tickets, and, of course, the best way to do it is online, where you can reserve a time that you're going to be there, the day you're going to be there. But for people that are that don't like using computers, they can get tickets other places. How do they do that?
That's right. You can go to the Turtle Bay Museum, and a staff person in the entrance will help you purchase a ticket. They'll either purchase it for you online, or they'll have a physical ticket that they can sell you. They're also available in the Turtle Bay Nursery, which is on the other side of the Botanical Gardens. And so that, and if you buy a physical ticket, you can use it for any night. So that could be the best bet for some people. Otherwise, buying online is going to be the easiest. You'll get your ticket through your email. But we understand that some people aren't set up for that. So you can also call our information line, and it has all the ticket information on there. And so the information line is 530-242-3123.
You know, something else, too. If you are a member of Turtle Bay, and what a great Christmas present to give your family is membership to Turtle Bay, you can save money. Is that correct?
That's right. So Turtle Bay members receive a discount on all of our events year-round, and Redding Garden of Lights is no exception. So there's a $5 discount per ticket for Turtle Bay members. And so if you're a Turtle Bay member and you have, there's two adults and three kids, you know, if you have that family membership, it's $5 off each ticket. So that's a really good deal. You can go to turtlebay.org. To see how you can buy a membership that's good year-round, and you get year-round access to the museum and the forest camp. You can see the animals, and again, a discount on tickets like this.
Okay, now our producer has a question.
All right, Seth, you were already on here the other day, and this question I asked off-air, but someone did call in and say, if I have a membership, do I have to pay extra for each ticket, or is it all discounted with the membership, the family membership?
So if you have an existing membership, and so you can purchase tickets for the family members that are a part of that membership. So it would be two adults and three kids on a family membership.
Okay. All right, so that your family membership would count for all the people in your family that are in your family like that. Two adults and three or four kids?
There's different levels. I believe there's, you can be a family. You can have your own single membership. You can have a family membership. I think there's three or four different levels.
Okay.
And each one has a different amount of kids. And so turtlebay.org/membership will give you all that information.
Okay, now, Seth, there's more lights than last year, and last year was like a million lights. So what kind of new things can we expect without giving it away?
So we added some displays. We added a giant igloo that you walk through that's lit. I believe it's about 40 feet wide. So it's one of the bigger displays that, out of the whole show. It's kind of located by the water feature in the botanical gardens, if you're familiar with that. And it comes right after the big light tunnel, which was a really popular area last year. We have that again this year. It's like an orange light tunnel that you walk through. It's great for photos. We're also adding fog machines to add like this cool effect with the lighting. And we have some other displays as well. A lot of the oak trees throughout the gardens are wrapped in their entirety, like all the way up to the limbs, which is a tremendous amount of work by our staff. We start working on it in the summertime to get it all done in time for the light show. So we do say there's 1 million lights now. There's more than that. I don't have the exact count, but it is a very large amount. It's still 10 acres, and the paths have been improved this year. For better accessibility. Some of them have been widened. A lot of them have been resurfaced, so it's wheelchair accessible. And we have it designed to where you start in the Holiday Village, and when you enter the light show, it's a loop. And so you can do the loop actually multiple times if you really want to experience it again. But it basically guides you through the gardens, and you experience each section at your own pace. And at the middle of the loop, there's another food court area with additional fire pits and s'mores and drinks and food. So there's really two sections for that. And we really spaced it out so that people can really have that and, you know, that experience.
And just let me tell you, like I said, people are bringing their kids there. They're having a wonderful time. We brought Linda's parents, 90 and 88. They had a wonderful time. There's plenty of places as you're walking through there if you just want to stop and look at the displays, because there's so much going on. There's plenty of seating throughout the as you're traveling down the path there. So, you know, if you want to sit down and rest for a few minutes or just watch the dancing lights, and they do have dancing lights out there, there's plenty of places to do that too. So this is for all ages.
It is, yeah. We saw all ages coming in and out. We saw infants and elderly people and families and singles, and, you know, it really is designed for everyone.
Okay, so James, are you telling people to they can just come down there and just bring their appetites then, and start off with chocolate or cider or prime rib sandwich, you know, chili. You can start off your evening that way then.
Yeah, as soon as you walk in, right to the right side in our little village that we have there, kind of reminiscent of a food court, and you can grab a bite to eat, go see one of our bars, grab a nice hot chocolate, enjoy the show, and then we have another bar set up halfway through the show because we found that the hot chocolates were so delicious that you're going to need another one about halfway through. And then even we have fire pits set up and kits to make s'mores, so you and the kids can grab some sticks and some chocolate and marshmallows and graham crackers and make your own s'mores right there.
Wow. Oh, that's it sounds like everything's going to be there. The lights. Now, again, when does it start? What day does it start?
So we are starting on the 19th.
Go ahead,
Seth.
When do we start?
We're November 19th to December 31st. So we're opening a week earlier than last year to accommodate some more people coming in. And then we're also adding a New Year's Eve party on the 31st. So it's a special ticketed event, 21 plus.
Yeah.
It's Friday, December 31st from 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. And we have two stages with live music, additional food, additional drinks. It's really going to be just a very elevated New Year's Eve party that Reading has never had before. So we're really excited to add that component this year. We did not have that last year.
Wow, you sure didn't. Well, you didn't have the level of food either. And so, we pointed out at the beginning, because we've got to run here, is that you've got a reindeer that's going to be there from the 19th through the 24th. That people can come over and see. The kids can see it. There'll be people from Turtle Bay that'll talk about reindeer. I think that's going to be kind of cool too.
It's going to be great. Yeah, we did not have that last year. We really wanted to add that this year, so we made it happen. The reindeer is going to Santa's reindeer is what we're calling, and it's going to be it's actually December 3rd through December 24th.
Okay, now I'm going to give it away. Tell them where Moses is going on the 24th. Go on. You can say it. People won't think it's
Moses
funny.
Has responsibility to join the rest of the reindeer. Moses is the name of our reindeer that's on leash death. You've never met him. I'm confident you've never met a reindeer named Moses. So
well,
come on out
and that's
and,
true.
And meet Moses.
That's just his Garden of Lights name. We know he's got a different one later on that night. So, Seth McGaha and Chef James, thanks for being on the show. Next week, everybody, between 7 and 9 a.m., we are going to start giving away tickets to the Garden of Lights. So, and I'm not going to tell you when. It's just somewhere between 7 and 9 a.m. until we give them all away. So, Seth and James, thanks a lot for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You bet. Take care. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Sandra Jennings.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop-In. Love this place. I moved to Redding recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full-time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop-In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Redding.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, Director of Redding Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to North State Now with Carl Bott, sitting in for Linda Bott tonight. I get to do the 7 to 9. No, you didn't wake up early or late, and I'm on. No, I'm doing the, Linda's show tonight, so that she'll be back, next time for her the show. But, in our first half hour, we, heard about the Garden of Lights and all the great things that are happening there. And do you have the weather for tomorrow, Jared?
I have the weather for tomorrow. Tomorrow is supposed to be partly cloudy during the day with a 40% chance of showers at night with a high of 40. I'm reading tonight and then tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning is supposed to be 40% chance of showers with a high of 61, a low of 48 with 60% chance of showers on Friday night.
Okay. Hey, by the way, Cascade Theater is no longer requiring patrons to show proof they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or evidence of a negative test. No, that's changed. They have been requiring that, but they have since that has ceased now. Now you will still be required to wear a mask unless you're eating or drinking at the concession stand or in the seats. And they should not, patrons should not go to there if you're not feeling well. In fact, the Cascade security staff will be conducting contactless temperature checks before admitting patrons into the theater events. Great news. Great news. With us is Sandra Jennings. Good evening.
Hello there, Carl. It's a pleasure to see you this evening. I usually get to enjoy the company of your lovely wife, Linda, and now I get to enjoy your lovely company. Thank you for having me on this evening.
We're talking well, thank you. We're talking astrology.
Yes, we are. Now, today is called the Scorpio New Moon at 2:14 this afternoon, 2:15 this afternoon, the sun and the moon met at the same sign, Scorpio, at the same degree, the 14th degree, in the same minute, the 40th minute. So it's a very harmonious time usually when the sun and the moon are together like this at the same place in the sky. It's like male and female energy are working together, and they're harmonious, and they're able to enjoy each other without fighting and act together in accord, and it feels gentle and in agreement. But this time when we have the new moon, the moon and the sun are in Scorpio, and it's a water sign that is indicative of emotional situations. But Scorpio is a very deep and profound kind of emotional activity or feeling. And so when the moon and the sun are in Scorpio, they don't want lighthearted banter and enjoyment. They want to get down to deep subjects. They can't be superficial. So a lot of times, things that are buried deep in the subconscious or things that are psychologically very complicated come out at the new moon. And what happens at the new moon, it's like the doorway to the rest of the month, the rest of the lunar month. And it starts today and runs for around 28, 29 days. It's not in accordance with the calendar as we know it. It's a natural month, a natural calendar. So, and generally, as I say, when you have the new moon, the energies are all in agreement. But at this particular new moon, there was a planet on the opposite side of the Earth, the planet Uranus, and it was in opposition. It was in exactly the opposite sign and minute. So these two energies were fighting. They were pulling the whole Earth in two directions.
And when was this?
This is today.
And
we really felt it last night when it was the dark of the moon. And the dark of the moon is when the subconscious comes forth. You know, we aren't awed by the splendor of the sun and paying attention to what goes on daily. We tend to channel our dream self or our subconscious and our unconscious mind and these deep emotions. So at the dark of the moon, that was last night, that was that you always try to consider the intention for the next new moon. So last night we were all sitting meditating and thinking, how am I going to live and organize my life for the next lunar month so that I can process these deep emotions and very profound thoughts and try to keep in balance? Well, it's going to be tougher this month because this planet opposite, on the opposite side of the Earth, was the planet Uranus, the planet that lays on its side and rotates backwards. It's a contrarian. So it's a lot harder during this next lunar month, and especially last night and today, to be able to stay balanced and to be able to feel these profound, deep emotions that sometimes memories that come up that affect us and our psychology every day and stay balanced.
Well, now, do people have strange dreams during this time frame because of this?
Of course they would. And especially when it's the dark of the moon. I mean, think back in mythological times in the Dark Ages. This is when people went out at night in the dark and perform certain rituals, and what happens in your dream life, you imagine, if you can remember your dreams, the messages that come to you are going to guide you for the next day, week, month. So, as I said, you do intentional work during the new moon or just prior to the new moon to try to decide how can you take advantage of this next month and do the best possible job and take advantage of the solar, lunar, and planetary forces for your benefit.
Okay, so people that are born under this, in the Scorpio side, what do their traits tend to be?
They tend to be extremely emotional, intense. They feel very deep forces within. As I've said, they're not superficial. They want everything in their life to have deep meaning. They tend to be complicated and secretive. Scorpions want to know everything about other people, but they want to keep the secret about who they are.
Overbearing, perhaps?
It's a fixed sign, so they don't like to change. Fixed signs, like Leo, can be stubborn. They have a way of behaving that works for them, and they don't want to change.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
If
you're a Leo.
If you're a Leo, or if you're a Scorpio, or if you're a Taurus, or if you're an Aquarian.
What's Scorpio's best mate, would you say?
Oh, my goodness. Any other water sign is helpful.
Okay. Because it is a water sign.
Because Scorpio is a water sign. And you also want to look, when you're looking at a person's chart, what sign is on their ascendant. Frequently, in the birth chart, people tend to gravitate toward someone whose sun sign is the opposite to what their ascendant is. Because it's on the opposite side of the chart to the part that has to do with the person themselves. The first house in a birth chart, in a circular chart, has to do with the individual, them, you, me, my chart. Whereas the seventh house on the opposite side has to do with the person, your other, your significant other.
So they've got to find one where it's about them. They've got to find a counterpart that's a giving type. Is that right?
It's somebody who can accept their intense personality and remain balanced and remain harmonious. And so frequently you look for somebody who's the opposite sign, which is Taurus. People that are Taurus, that's an earth sign, they can be more complacent and quiet and serene and satisfied, then they may not be as easily influenced by deep, turgid emotions, which Scorpions tend to like to be very dramatic, and they're focused and determined on something that's important to them. They have the ability to research things or to investigate things and stick with it for long periods of time because they have this ability to focus.
Hillary Clinton is a Scorpio.
Oh, my God, yes. She's a Scorpio. She has Scorpio rising, and I think that she had at least four planets in Scorpio in her chart, and they're all in the 12th house, the house of mystery and the house of secrets, and she was known for that.
Well.
And Scorpio is a secretive sign, so it's not impulsive. Scorpio plans. And it quietly will watch what's going on around to see what their best move is. Think of the symbol for Scorpio. It's a scorpion.
Right.
A small, very powerfully poison, poised, ready with that stinger. But they're small and they have to hide under a rock and protect themselves. So they're watching everything all around, waiting for the moment to strike. But that's kind of a negative symbol for the sign of Scorpio. Scorpio is also known for its transformative qualities, so that during this next lunar month, people will be able to look at the qualities in themselves that they wish to change for the better, and they have an opportunity to transform, to eliminate some qualities that are harmful to their health, for example, and then they can transform their health to be more positive. They can live longer and feel more comfortable. So there's another symbol for Scorpio for this transformative quality, and that's the phoenix. and the phoenix rises from the ashes. So there's when you think of that, you think, well, in order for there to be ashes, there has to have been a very destructive fire. Well, yes, the sign of Scorpio is known for death and rebirth, just like one of the planets that rules the sign of Scorpio, which is Pluto. Pluto, you know, the god of death, the god of the underworld. But the whole thing is with Scorpio to learn about all these deep subjects and then transcend them and improve their life and their persona and become a transcendent person and fly high like the phoenix, transform themselves.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. We're with Sandra Jennings, astrologer, and last night was a night in astrology lore that it was a time for it was a calming night last night.
No, you can't see the sun reflected on the moon. The moon is completely in the shadow of the earth, and so it's called the dark of the moon. It's a great time to look at stars because usually you can't see them, especially at the full moon.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What's your Thanksgiving Day plan this year? Black Bear Diner will be open, and you've got options. Come in for a three-course entree. Choose from turkey, ham, or prime rib. Or grab a Thanksgiving meal to go for an easy fix at home. If you're on the road, stop at one of our 145 diners for a fill-up along the way. Search for Black Bear Diner near me. Spend your Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily in Reading at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Gemini,
Welcome back to North State Now, Linda Bach. Linda's not here, so Carl Bach's here tonight. Good evening. Tomorrow on from 7 to 9 on our Free Fire radio show. At 8 o'clock, Congressman LaMalfa will be on, and we're going to discuss two bills he's introduced concerns vaccination. We're also going to talk about the latest elections and a few other things that are working their way through Congress right now. That'll be Friday right here on Free Fire Radio. But I'm here with Sandra Jennings tonight, astrologer to the stars.
And for the stars.
And our station astrologer.
Thank you, Carl. It's a pleasure to be here this evening. And it's so much fun to talk about this Scorpio new moon, because generally that whatever the new moon sign and with the sun and the moon together, that's usually the big power at the time of the new moon. But with this new moon, there was a planet on the opposite side of the Earth, Uranus. And remember, that planet is known for unusual circumstances and surprises. It's the planet that lies on its side and rotates backwards. So it's known to be a planet that of erratic behavior, and also it brings unexpected circumstances, surprises, and sometimes explosive situations. And we all, if we've been watching the news, we know that at the time of this new moon, politically, there was some big surprises that occurred, that we saw people that certain elections were expected to go a certain way, and they didn't. And certain people have decided that they're going to be mama and papa bears, and they're going to come out and they're going to demonstrate because they feel that their children, they have to have more say in what their children are taught in school, and they want their freedom to be able to express this and protect their children or direct their children.
So can the former governor, or the one that was just unelected, McCullough, can he blame his loss on Uranus?
I suppose he could, because, you know, what goes on in the heaven is mirrored down here on the earth. And many people that are in power, people that are CEOs or heads of governments, they will poo-poo astrology openly when they're talking about it. Oh, no, that has no value, pseudoscience. But they work with astrology and astrologers so that they can follow what's going on in the heavens, so they know what to expect. And this opposition to Uranus at the time of the new moon brought about unexpected situations. Many people were brought to incredibly intense emotional states at the time of this new moon and last night because of the stress that's created with that great opposition between one planet and the sun and the moon. Usually that kind of an opposition happens at the full moon. We all know at the full moon there tend to be more activity in the police station, the fire department, and the emergency room.
Wow. Well, okay. So Democrats,
look out!
What happened?
Uranus.
What happened?
Yeah, Uranus. Uranus is strong right now. Uranus is in a square to the planet Saturn, and that particular square is influencing people to be more independent and freedom-loving, and to
assert themselves.
Yes, and what they feel is their freedom. In this country, there are constitutional rights, as opposed to feeling they're being blocked by big government or by the elites or by people that are head of certain media or
conglomerates
of all kinds.
So in this case, you could say is that the people of Virginia decided to assert themselves.
Because
they didn't like what was going on. The same thing in New York. The same thing almost happened in New Jersey. It was close.
Yeah.
I don't know did they say that the guy got reelected or not?
I'm not entirely sure, but I'll look it up.
Yeah, because they were still trying to count votes and all that. But it was a big swing where a state goes 16 points. In this case, it was 26 points swing.
Big change.
Yeah.
And unexpected, a big surprise.
So would you have predicted that? Would you have told people is that, you know what, stand by, because there's going to be some changes after this election?
I absolutely have been predicting that. And I've been telling people that they should be looking for more people expressing themselves and being extremely assertive, maybe even aggressive, about what they feel should be being paid attention to by the government, because they're feeling, and by these big conglomerates, especially media conglomerates and social media conglomerates, because they feel they've been forgotten, or they haven't been listened to, or that they've been ignored. And so there's another major square that's going on at this present time between two planets that have very long orbits. Pluto, as I mentioned earlier, and a planet that's recently been discovered called Eris. Its first name, it originally was called Xena, warrior princess, who fights for right for the people that have the underprivileged. So that's kind of the energy of this dwarf planet Eris that's in a square to Pluto. So that's a harbinger of the end or death to certain, and transformation to certain organizations that have been quashing the rights of the common man.
Is this Planet Nine, the so-called Eris? Planet Nine that you're referring to?
That sounds right.
Or Planet X?
Well, it's not Planet X.
Oh, okay.
But its orbit is around 506 years. It's way the heck out there. So any aspect between it and Pluto, you know, a planet that's orbit is like 248 years, it lasts a long time. So this square is going on for, you know, a couple, 3 years. And the symbolism for Eris, she was the little sister of Mars, and she liked to go to the battlefield and fight. She was in the bad old days when God was a man, she was an uppity woman, and she was no good. Now that we're in the age of the goddess, she's thought to be a proponent of women's rights and rights of the downtrodden.
Okay. We're here with Sandra Jennings. We're talking astrology, and we're saying, you know, because of this time of the moon, that people have a tendency to be more assertive and to take more charge of their lives. And did this have anything to do with the elections that we just saw, where people thought there was going to be walkovers, and it wasn't? In fact, people lost. They had no idea that they were going to lose. States shifting 20-plus points in their voting. So all this, you know, I mean, because of people asserting themselves on what they believe in, and this, but this is to be expected during this time of the heavens.
They will no longer be forgotten. They won't allow themselves to be kept quiet. They demand to be heard in a country that is known to have respected and loved freedom.
Okay. Well, last thoughts here. We got a minute.
The last thoughts are that try to get along better with other people during this next lunar month, and not try to be manipulative and use your willpower to overcome other people. Do your best to get along and attempt to be harmonious and kind and pleasant, because you don't want to have a Uranian surprise where your intentions blow up at the last minute and what you planned explodes in your hands.
Well, we sure as heck don't want to have a Uranian moment.
No, we don't. No Uranian surprises.
Also, I really hope that everyone does that every month and every day, not, you know, try to be a good person and not be a whatever it is you describe it as.
You know, I don't have any time left, but is there a time during the year that people just have a tendency to be nasty to each other?
When there's a lot of stress in the planets, when they're at opposition and squares to each other, because they fight. Okay. That's, it's their energy.
And when is that? When is that?
Well, it's happened today. There's this remarkable opposition at new moon, but there was another planet that was at a 90 degree angle to both of them. That creates stress. Think of a 90 degree angle. You're hitting a wall. Yeah. You got to go one way or another. You can't go forward anymore.
Sandra,
you have to change your mind.
We're here with Sandra Jennings. How do people get a hold of you? Because you do readings and you do all types of stuff.
I certainly do. People can contact me by my email, sandrajennings85@gmail.com. They can get a hold of me by checking me out on Facebook or on